The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition. Thank God we made it to a happy hour. The weekend's upon us. It's beer 30 somewhere. So, looking forward to a weekend, but we're not done talking about politics yet. And earlier today, I questioned, and if you'd like to play along, we'll reset this topic a little bit. Is there anyone that politically you find influential? You know, and I'm not looking for Crudy, although that's a great answer. But I'm talking about someone that would change your mind on a subject. And I personally really respect and trust Maggie Dawn. Like, as a friend, there is one person in my life that when she tells me I'm wrong, I apologize. And it's usually Maggie Dawn. I always love me some Ed Schultz in terms of this industry, broadcast. Ed Schultz was perhaps the most authentic guy on the radio I think I ever heard. And his ability to captivate an audience. I mean, he was a big influencer on me. I wasn't even in the radio industry. I was owned a property management firm and just, you know, had a little success and got bored and thought I could do that. Thought Ed Schultz, when he did it, was so full of joy as a radio host. I hope you had the opportunity to hear Ed Schultz. But anyways, me and Dom have been doing this about 13 years now. We'd like to think we're influential. I've certainly shifted many of Dom's attitudes. And he occasionally, to be honest, has shifted mine as well. We both see things differently than we once did. And if you don't continue growing, if new evidence comes to light, you don't change your opinion? I guess my attitude is, what the hell's wrong with you? But anyways, in that light, I'd be curious, is there someone influential in your life? You know, politically so. Not someone that would convince you to try a new Cuban restaurant, but someone that could convince you to go vote for someone you'd never heard of, or you weren't as familiar with, or maybe you were and you just didn't think they were the right candidate for you. Just curious. 844-967-2789. And here's part of the reason I ask. Those that know us well know that my son just celebrated his 18th birthday. Happy birthday, Karsten. A little belated on the radio. I think we said it early and said it late and didn't say it on the day of your birthday. But happy birthday, big guy. And my son's off to business school. He's a smart kid. But he's a kid, you know, and he hangs out with the jocks. He played in, well, mostly wrestled. He did play football earlier in his career. But he's a wrestler, and he goes and works out quite a bit. And so he kind of hangs out with the bros, if you know what I'm saying. And they, of course, have some influence on his sphere. And I find that he's always saying, hey, Dad, you see such and such on Joe Rogan. And he should just know the answer before he asks the question is no. No, I didn't see that. But anyways, Joe Rogan, he has become a fan of this guy that apparently commentates UFC fights. I told you, again, I'm not a big fan of the violent sports. He's a wrestler, so, you know, maybe he's more than I. But no, Joe Rogan's not on my podcast listen list. So, here is a headline, and this is why I bring it up. Joe Rogan has made an endorsement in the presidential race, and I hope he is influential in this regard. Joe Rogan supports RFK Jr. And if I had a wager, if I had a bet, I'd have bet Joe Rogan was walking my son's friends towards voting for Donald Trump. Maybe I'm wrong. Kind of been a habit I've had lately. A little bit. And then we'll take some of your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789. I'm going to do just a brief reading alouding. Podcaster Joe Rogan yesterday threw his weight behind independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., saying that he views both Democrats and Republicans as perverting Democratic norms. Yeah, you Joe, can think that way. Rogan made the remarks on his video podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. If you haven't experienced it, probably the better for it. That's just what they do. That's politics. They do it on the left. They do it on the right, Rogan said. They gaslight you. They manipulate you. They promote narratives. And the only one who's not doing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Whoo! I want what he's smoking. I'm just saying. Rogan added that he's a fan of Kennedy. He's the only one that makes sense to me, he said. He's the only one. He doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas, but he's much more reasonable and intelligent. I mean, the guy was an environmental lawyer and he cleaned up the East River. He's a legitimate guy. Yes, those things are true of Robert Kennedy Jr. I don't know if it was the brain worm or what, but something changed. He's not that guy anymore, or at least his actions have changed mightily, Joe. A day later, in a post on Twitter, Rogan said his earlier comments did not represent an endorsement. Well, I take it back then, or at least he did. That's not an endorsement. Or as he writes, for the record, this isn't an endorsement. This is me saying, I like RFK Jr. as a person, and I really appreciate the way he discusses things with civility and intelligence. He also complimented former President Trump's reaction after the attempt on his life at a rally last month. I also think Trump raising his fist and saying, fight, after getting shot at is one of the most American effing things of all time, Rogan wrote, before adding he's not the guy to get political information from. Yes, please don't get your politics from Joe Rogan Jr., or whatever his name is, the Joe Rogan Experience, because he's a bit of a conspiracy theorist, as is Kennedy. Here is what The Hill writes. Both Kennedy and Rogan have been critical of vaccines, specifically the COVID-19 vaccine, and spread conspiracies about its efficacy. Rogan's show, exclusive to Spotify, is consistently one of the most popular podcasts in the world. He conducts long, wide-ranging interviews with a variety of guests, including comedians, athletes, and scientists, among others. Kennedy's support has waned, I tell you, since his campaign, since early in his campaign, falling to under 4% support in polls against former President Trump and VP Harris. Well, we see some recent polling that would suggest Harris is way out in front, at least according to our friend, Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School national polling that dropped yesterday. When you include the third parties, the RFK Jr., Joe Rogan, not endorsed candidate, well, Harris is up as much as 8 points amongst likely voters over Donald Trump. So here's what I'm telling you. We kind of want Joe Rogan to like RFK Jr. We want to bleed these sort of conspiratorial young blank canvases away from voting for Donald Trump. And again, Rogan said last week he believes Harris will defeat Trump in November. I'm saying it because she could. I'm not saying it because I think she's going to. And I'm not saying it because I want her to. I'm just being honest. I could see her winning. Didn't he take all sides in that two-sentence statement? She could win or not win. I could just see it happening. That's like saying, you know, both the Packers and Cleveland could win this weekend. Yeah, but pick a side. Pick an outcome. You know, and occasionally you're wrong. I'm kind of like an NFC North wildcard team. I'm like 9-7. 844-967-2789. Anybody influential to you politically? Mike from Muskego, Muscat. Where are you from, Mike?
I'm Muscadet.
Damn, I couldn't think of that word today, man. It must be Friday afternoon, Mike. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, anywho, I understand about this the sex change thing that you guys been talking about prior to that. How do you change the chromosome? Can you explain that to me?
Well, no one does change chromosomes. Scientifically, Mike, chromosomes aren't changed, but some people, and it's like 1.7% of the population, historically forever since the dawn of time, were born into a body that they feel like doesn't biologically represent how they feel. I mean, dude, you woke up at some point, you reached a state where you said, I'm a man, I'm a boy. And some people have the opposite genitals, but they feel that way, dude. And just because it's not you or I, Mike, doesn't mean that their life experience isn't legitimate. And I couldn't imagine someone that feels that way, that's put in this area where they're ostracized. And then we've got politicians making fun of them or calling them Tampon Tim because what, a politician tries to provide some necessary thing to them? Mike, you can understand the intent here is to help some poor kid that needs help.
But you don't go putting tampons in the boys' bathroom.
Well, that was an action actually of Democratic lawmakers. It was a Dem named Feist that championed this legislation. But if someone is living as a man, but they may have the biological features of a girl and they have a menstruation cycle, but they don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to make a public proclamation. I'm not really a dude. I'm a girl and I have a menstrual cycle. They still have the right to access those menstrual pads or whatever they need, Mike. I mean, thank God it's not you, dude. You know, thank God we aren't the ones experiencing menstrual cycles.
I'm experiencing one right now because that percentage is so small. It's so minute.
So why are you worried about it, dude? Is it hurting you, Mike? If somebody else thinks they're a woman, but they were born with a penis, how does that change your life one iota, dude?
Well, it doesn't, but I mean, it doesn't change my life, but
then why do you care?
Want it so much? Why? Well, I do care because everybody talks about it so much.
That's only the right, Mike. They make it an issue. They look for ways to divide us. Tim Walz said, we got a golden rule. Mind your own damn business, dude. Mind your own damn business. If it ain't happening in your bedroom, why do you care? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Friday Grievances. Aram here. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. We're going to take your grievances, going back to the phone lines momentarily, but I want to read a headline here from the Washington Post and just a little bit more. Here's why I bring up the Joe Rogan, the influencer thing. Joe Rogan suddenly finding love and affection for what, RFK Jr.? And I don't know if you heard, but Donald Trump didn't take that very well. Trump gets very thin-skinned when anyone says something nice about somebody that ain't Donald Trump. Trump lashed out at Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan suddenly backed off and said, well, it's not an endorsement. Real quick, here's what Trump said about Rogan. Former President Trump lashed out at podcaster Joe Rogan one day after Rogan heaped praise on independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. What'd he say? A little bit more. Rogan caused a stir. We talked about this. When he said that RFK Jr. makes sense to him, while also adding that he's the only one that doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas. He's much more reasonable and intelligent than apparently Trump, which of course drove Trump nuts. And while Rogan didn't explicitly endorse Kennedy, in fact, came out and said, not an endorsement. Here it was written, it will be interesting to see how loudly Joe Rogan gets booed the next time he enters the UFC ring. Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform on Friday afternoon, MAGA 2024, Now, the rant against Rogan came after a challenging week for Trump that saw him lose ground in the polls to VP Harris. We know that the re-energized Democrats have packed campaign rallies. I know I was at one of them. Trump on Thursday held a press conference in which he cast doubt on Harris's crowd size. Now, he claims he had 107,000 at a rally and Harris couldn't draw 2,000. I was there. I thought it was approximately the size of a Kohl Center crowd for like a basketball game. I'd say 15, 18,000. Trump, less convinced, went on to tell a lie that he had been in a near-death helicopter crash with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Apparently, he made that up. Although Trump, it is being reported, his plane was diverted today. Mechanical issues. So, you know, be careful in the BS stories you tell Trump. They just might come true. 844-967-2789. Your grievances can come true right now. Time for you, L.A. Tom. Welcome back. What do you got?
Crudy, first off, I just need to know how many, you know, the callers that call in, first off, a lot of these guys, they're really insecure about their own masculinity. I have to say, my God, I think honestly, when you become more truthful to yourself, you're no longer afraid of this whole toxic masculinity thing.
Tom, say it again.
I said, and I'm a gay dude, as you know. You know, I'm from a small town in Wisconsin of 2,000 people, Durand, right by Eau Claire. I'm a nice person. I always look at it if someone doesn't like me because of my orientation. You know what? Too bad for them. They just missed out on a really great guy. And how many, seriously, how many transgender people do you guys know in Wisconsin? How many transgender people do you even know? You probably don't even know any.
The only way,
honestly, my mom,
people are talking about,
my dad said, you know what, my dad said something to my mom one time, Crudy. She said, I don't understand how a man would want to sleep with another man. And you know what my mom said? That's because you're not gay, honey. It was a pretty simple thing. And you know what? The same thing. I don't understand, you know, completely. I don't understand transgender at all. Even as a gay guy, I guess I'm supposed to because I have this gay card, but I don't understand it. But you know what? It's none of my damn business, like Coach Wall says. It's none of my damn business. And the thing is, I don't know about you, Creed, but when you were younger or when we played sports and we'd have to go to, you know, the opposing team's locker rooms, sorry, they put us in the women's locker room. These guys, my God, grow up. Some of you guys are like even over 50 and stuff, and you guys are like, you're grow up. Start taking hold of your own masculinity and be confident in your own masculinity so you're not sitting there and putting down other people for no reason except for your own, you know, insecurities about yourself.
Tom, let me ask you a question, buddy.
You don't have to worry about it.
Tom, let me ask you a question. I know you were a football playing guy, son of a coach, if I recall. Yep. You and I know each other personally. I've been out to L.A. We've hung out. I've hung out with your husband, Mark.
Absolutely.
We partied with my daughter, Kelsey. I would consider you a friend, Tom. And I'm asking as much for the sake of the audience as for myself here, dude.
Yep.
But my question is, as a teenage boy in Durand, Wisconsin, if you're not gay... Yep. Who would want to fake it? Who would want to, you know, I hear these righties all the time talking about, or some boy is somehow going to fake a transition for the right to get in the girls' locker room or compete against girls. And Tom, I'm thinking, man, I didn't want to be ostracized for having the wrong shirt on. I couldn't imagine being a gay teenager in Durand, Wisconsin, or even, I don't want to say worse, or even perhaps harder for those that don't want to be different when you're a teenager, someone that feels like they were born biologically different and needs to transition to that sex. Who would ever want to do that to themselves unless that's what they feel at their core, Tom?
100%. And the thing about it is these people don't have to live the hell of not liking yourself and hating yourself from when you're a young, young kid. I mean, I was more... quote unquote femophobic than I was homophobic, which I think there's a bunch of femophobics in the audience as well. So, you know what? I started lifting weights when I was 10 years old. I played college ball at St. Norbert College. I was all state. I was on the Shrine Bowl. I mean, I basically accomplished all the different things I could. I had trials with the pros. You know, don't give me this crap. And the thing is, a lot of it was a lot of me being afraid of me. But the thing is, in Wisconsin, because I didn't fish and I didn't hunt like my brother did, I thought I was the F word, basically, right? But I did play sports, and I excelled at all those different things. But it's not easy growing up in these areas. So why don't you guys just start saying you accept everyone, love everyone for who they are? You know, some of you people out there are left-handed. When you were younger, you were forced to write with your right hand. And then all of a sudden you grew up, and guess what? You went back to your left hand.
Tom, I got to cut you short, man. It doesn't matter to many unless it's their kid, their life. That's the difference. Democrats have empathy. More devil's advocates.
Nah, 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 come on. The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. We'll all be happier when Dom's back on Monday, but we still got some politics and some grievances to air this fine Friday afternoon, so we're going to hit the phones. Be patient for just a minute longer. I see a lot of you out there, and we're going to give you each a couple minutes. I'm feeling generous, but first, a few of the text line submissions, because some people got bosses watching them and such. Thanks for the Adam Kinzinger clip. This is Jan from Oak Creek. Vote blue, she says. Eric from Lodi says this. It's time to start calling out CJ for what he is. Weird. Yeah, you're a little weird, CJ. You're a little weird, dude. Andrew from Verona says, what I've told younger voters is to go online and do something like allsides.com. Take a short quiz, pretty simple questions, pretty quick. Does a pretty damn good job of showing you which candidate you align with. You won't agree with anyone 100% of the time, but it's enlightening. Yeah, if you don't know which column you fall in, go look it up. WMDX Texter, thank you, Crudy. I have a trans son. Why do these a-holes care about people's identity? Because right-wing talk radio and Foxy News tells them it's important who some Algerian boxer is and whether he or she was born with a penis or a vagina, very important to some people, you know, because they don't have lives and they have to defend their political policies. It's really hard for them to do so. So to stir up their base, they've got to find someone to make the it. And transgender people, Tom admitted, and Tom's a pretty authentic dude, our friend LA Tom. Tom's gay and he doesn't quite understand transgender people, but you know what? It's not his gig. Doesn't have to, right? But rather than just being cool, my little buddy Dominic, we've traveled quite a bit. Occasionally I find myself in the same hotel room as this guy and I think, Dominic, put some clothes on, man. Is, you know, his attitude is, well, if my near nakedness bothers you, that's a problem with you. Because he's very self-confident in him. And if it's weird, it's your insecurities. You know what I mean? I'm cool with me. Dom's cool with him. That's why we get along with each other so damn well is, you know what? We're pretty chill with who we are. We are self-actualized MFers. So, anyways, 844-967-2789. Just be chill with who you are. Don't worry about the other guy. That's not your problem. Worry about you. You got problems, I guarantee. I don't care who you are. But sir, certainly, CJ, you've got problems. Andrew from Detroit, welcome, sir. What do you got for us? Do you have grievances? Hello.
Hey, Crudy.
Hey, Andrew.
How are you?
Good, man.
You know, we've all seen the Shriners commercials on television. I'm sure when these red idiots, MAGA idiots, see one of those Shriners commercials, that's too icky, and change the station. The thing is, this is all genetic. Yes, there was a genetic problem with these children that they ended up with the conditions they have. That has nothing to do with God doesn't make mistakes or anything. It's genetic. So I don't know. All of this is genetic. And for, what was it, L.A. Dave? Here's the thing about trans people. It's a genetic thing. They genetically, they were born in the wrong body. And now they have a way medically to correct that. And to go a step further, what do these people even think about hermaphrodites?
They don't. Well, they have no concept that...
That's a big word. That's a big word, and they haven't heard it.
That third column? But, unless they got some weird porn kinks, man, they don't even know that exists, Andrew.
What do you do with a child that is born physically with both genitalia? I mean, back in the day, the doctors used to look down and say, well, it looks more like this or it looks more like that.
Yeah.
They didn't have gene mapping then and whatever. And often they found once the child went into puberty, whoops, we made a mistake. But again, they wouldn't even know this. Educate yourself, people. Look into things. This is genetics.
Andrew, I'm going to cut you short there because we've got a lot of people waiting, and I think you make excellent points, but I want to let some other people in. 844-967-2789. Some very patient people like Tom from Middleton. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Madison?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Yeah, there's people from Middleton, but cool, you're cool. Tom from Madison. What do you got for me?
Love your show.
And thanks, man.
I admire Dave from Madison, Bill from Oconomowoc, and that lone voice, Jim Hightower. Love you, man. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Some shout-outs across the nation. 844-967-2789. Keith from Middleton. Welcome, Keith. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cody. Man, I was screaming at the radio when Mike was talking, man, because the guy just down from Detroit is so right. You know, it wasn't that long ago, people were born with two sets of the gonads and so forth, and they would just be let, they would die. Literally, people would die. And it's just ridiculous. And, you know, your man Joe Rogan there, Trump is fond of saying that we have a sick country right now. He's right, but he's the problem. And Joe Rogan is right there with him. Those guys right now, and the sickness that they're talking about and they're spreading is a lack of empathy. It is borderline personality crap that they don't understand. It's so easy to just be you and hate everybody else, because if you actually care about somebody else, it might cause you a little bit of discomfort. And discomfort, we don't want to have discomfort in this country. Good Lord, we can't have that. So we'll just hate them and put them in a corner and perhaps even allow them to die. As he was talking about his nephew, you know, his nephew's son who has a genetic problem. It's just, he doesn't recognize you. Just go ahead and let him die. Are you serious? That's what's going on with these people. It's a serious lack of empathy, borderline psychopathy, borderline personality disorder. They're nuts.
Keith, before you start seeking profane ways to describe them, I'm going to keep moving on. For those that hadn't heard, Trump's nephew had a child who had significant medical needs, and the family trust apparently had been contributing to this child's medical care. This was Fred Trump's son. This was Donald Trump's brother's grandson, effectively, I believe, with the high-cost medical needs. And when approached, Trump apparently got very quiet and thought about it for a while and just told his nephew, who was making the ask, you know, why don't you just let him die and move down to Florida? And that was his response. That was his answer, his clear lack of empathy. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air your grievances. Annie from Watertown, you're next. What do you got for us, Annie?
Well, I didn't have a grievance until that call from Muscadet, but I was going to call about Trump only went to this Montana rally because he's got a fundraiser over in Jackson, in Wyoming, Jackson, which, you know, is big money. And that I've heard the connection that the whole idea was to get close with something that the...
Well, I think Trump,
in a better way.
Well, from Trump's perspective, Annie, I've heard Trump claiming he's there to campaign for Tim Sheehy, very similar to the guy that used to run MMSCA or whatever it was in Milwaukee, the chamber there. They have similar names, but there is a candidate, a Republican, and to hear Trump say it, you know, I'm not even here for me, I'm just here for Tim. And that candidate is running against John Tester, who's one of the probably most vulnerable Democrats in the Senate right now. But I don't know if I believe him either. Why would you believe him now, Annie?
He would be a little nervous anyway, because knowing the kind of people that he's in bed with, whether they're GOP or Putin, he might be better off a martyr than anything else. And if I were him, I'd be really nervous.
Yeah. Annie, appreciate your call. Thank you for listening. 844-967-2789. Going to try to sneak a few more grievances in. Susan from Eau Claire. Welcome, Susan. What do you got for us?
Yeah, just going right back to toxic men that purport and yell about how they don't understand trans kids. I'm just going to remind everyone that a lot of those men in the nighttime hours are dressing up in female clothes for fun. So let us not forget, those people are very insecure with their own selves, and we need to remind them of that.
And what do you think? That is that insecurity a biblical insecurity? Anything other than man, woman, missionary is not acceptable according to someone's pastor? What do you think makes them so sexually insecure, Susan?
It's religion, it's society, and it, you know, especially in Wisconsin, I mean, this toxic male thing here is off the charts with the hunting and the you got to be a strong male or whatever. People aren't feel free to just be who they are. And it's just a double standard. It's like back in the day with Rush Limbaugh, you know, saying bad things about people that do drugs like marijuana. Well, he's all day popping, you know, white collar drugs in the shape of a pill that he bought at his pharmacy. It's the same thing, you know, but, you know, it's just a double standard across the board.
Susan, really appreciate your call. Thanks for being a part this fine Friday afternoon. 844-967-2789. My drinking buddy from the other night in Eau Claire, Chris from Rice Lake. How you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. I didn't mean to imply anything other than the fact I had a good time meeting you the other night, Chris.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you do, and I thank you and Don for having this forum where people can get on here and talk and express their feelings and not be judged. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, I'm judging you, Chris. Don't get me wrong. I'm judging you. Well, you know, in a good way, hopefully. But what do you got today, Chris?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you. We talked a little bit about this Katrina Shanklin thing. What's with these Democrats getting in line to support her? I mean, Gwen Moore, I mean, your guy down in Madison.
Mark Polkan.
Dave Obey. Yeah, Mark Polkan, Jeff Smith. All these people are supporting her, and she's going around bragging that she voted with Robin Voss 255 times. I mean, in a Democratic primary, why would you do that?
I'm not clear in terms of why she would cast her support with Voss as being a positive thing. I think she's trying to show herself to be some sort of moderate. Now, I have a ask. I'm just checking my text in real time, Chris, to find out if they have reached back. I reached out to Shanklin's team, as I promised I would, to try and get her on the greatest radio show ever. Looks like Monday might be best. We'll circle back later today. Well, they're running out of day, but she's not coming on the show today, Chris. Hopefully we'll hear from Shanklin on Monday on the Devil's Advocates. And Tuesday, man, the voters decide. Tuesday, the third CD, people like you, Chris, you get to pick your preference. But I would say Shanklin has been in the legislature for 12 years, and she's probably made some relationships. Shrewd, smart politicians do. That is her claim to fame, and I think she's leaning on those friendships she's made. Any other thoughts, quick, Chris?
No, I'm good, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, best of Mrs. Chris up there in Rice Lake. Folks, we have the Devil's Advocates. We'll continue with more of your grievances on the other side. It's Friday afternoon. We air them. The weekend's almost here. But we tried to make this a political town hall. I guess he's a guy I admired quite a bit. A friendly guy to me, not a friend, but Ed Schultz used to call it where America comes to talk. Well, if nothing else, this is where Wisco comes to talk. Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. One last opportunity for today to air your grievances here. 844-967-2789. Call me or text. I'll try to check the text line at least one more time. Got a advisory for those of us living in Milwaukee, which is not me, but, you know, some of you are. U.S. Representative Gwen Moore and Congresswoman Robin Kelly to host a Get Out the Early Vote block party in Milwaukee tomorrow. And it's a little bit of a Packer pregame event as well, if you want it to be. Tomorrow, ahead of the Wisconsin primary election day, Congresswoman Gwen Moore and Congresswoman Robin Kelly, and she is from Illinois' 2nd CD, Robin Kelly is, will host an early vote block party in Milwaukee. The event will encourage Wisconsinites to vote early and highlight the importance of talking to friends and neighbors about the stakes of this November's election. We do that often here, including the importance of electing Kamala Harris and Democrats up and down the ballot. So Congresswoman Moore and Congresswoman Robin Kelly, a block party in Milwaukee tomorrow. Join if you're able. Gail, calling in from the 920. How you doing, Gail?
Good, great show, Crudy. My crystal ball is Trump can't stand losing, especially to the first black woman in history. Are you kidding me? It's going to get so dire for Trump, he will bail, he will blame everyone else and leave the Republican Party in chaos and a smoldering dumpster fire.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, Gail. I think he's already losing his mind. I watched that general press conference or whatever the hell he had down at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. I mean, that was so undisciplined. His campaign has completely lost control of the candidate. This guy can't do anything for his own benefit at this late hour, Gail. I mean, when you're rambling, when you're whining about crowd size, really, you're losing.
This guy's like a four-year-old child in the schoolyard, play yard, the bully. I'm taking my toys and I'm going home.
Yeah, petulant little punk. That's what he is, Gail. Any other quick thoughts, my friend?
No, thanks a lot. Vote no on referendum.
Excellent. Excellent thought, Gail. Thanks for reminding the audience. I share your negative feeling about this effort to sort of boonswoggle the electorate of Wisconsin through very unclear constitutional referendums that really stick it to the governor here. And Republicans, you know, we've had enough of that. I can't wait to see the outcome of fair maps here in the state of Wisconsin. When I say fair maps, we've had the least fair maps probably in the nation for like 12 years. But this elective cycle, it's going to be different. 844-967-2789. We'll take your calls. Last chance for your grievances, but I'm checking the text line. Thank you for shutting down that last caller. This has been a bit now, about 30 minutes, and voicing that Great Wallace line. Mind your own damn business. Yeah, I think that's an interesting thought. Tim Wall said, you know, in Minnesota, we got a golden rule. Mind your own damn business. You know, if it's not you or yours, why do you care what the kid down the street, who he's sleeping with, what he wants to be, or what inner weirdness that person's dealing with? Because we all got our inner weirdness, you know, excepting Dom. He's comfortable with all parts of himself, his body. You know, he's just totally chill with himself. But we've all felt weird at some point. And this effort to ostracize these kids that are already so subject to violence, to being targeted, and they make them weird. They try to put them in a corner and make these kids weird. And adults like Tim Walls, as an educator, that would stand with gay students in his school back when it wasn't cool, if you know what I'm saying, back when they still called it smear the you-know-what and there were still derogatory gay words being slung in every locker room in America. I mean, this was the way it was not so many years ago. I mean, gay marriage has only been legal in this nation for a decade, for 10 years. We were at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. It was the first day Dom and I did a 3-hour show. Pretty proud of ourselves. We were doing 3 hours and it was Friday. And we're doing it from the Democratic Party convention. And it was June, as they always do. And we had Mike Tate on. Mike Tate was at that time the Democratic Party chairman of the state of Wisconsin. And once upon a time, Mike Tate had been an advocate at Fair Wisconsin. And Fair Wisconsin was the group that tried to fight against a constitutional referendum that would say that gay marriage was banned constitutionally in the state of Wisconsin. 2006, that passed. And 8 years later, on a Friday night, and we had Mike Tate on the air with us at the time when it dropped, and Tate got emotional because this had been a fight for a decade trying to, not make it a constitutional sin against the law to love who you love. And I was born heterosexual. And thank God, I guess, for that, because my life would have been a lot more complicated were that not to be the case. But I've been married 22 years. And if I was a gay man and I was in love, I'd have done what Mark Pocan did. I'd have gone to a foreign country if necessary to have my marriage acknowledged and codified. And the fact that we're still fighting this battle in 2024, we're trying to make kids in their weird teenage years, ostracize them, put them in a corner? Democrats, we're better than that. We are better than that. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going to lead us to a future that we can be proud of. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. I'm proud of each and every one. You stuck right there till the end. Rich, always proud of you and the hard work you do. Thank you. We'll do it again on Monday. Dab will be back in his chair. It'll be the greatest radio show ever once again.